Now, from Kansas State University, Milk Lines. Up-to-the-moment information for today's dairy producer. Here's K-State Research and Extension Dairy Specialist Mike Brook.
Today I want to visit with our Kansas dairy farmers about some positive news as we look at milk price moving into 2020. We feel that probably these increases that we're seeing in current milk price may only run halfway through 2020, and then we'll maybe see a decline in milk price as we go toward the end of 2020. So what are some things that I think dairy farmers need to be thinking about? Well, obviously feed cost is still a major part of what we do every day. So as you start to watch what's going on in the grain markets, keeping in mind that we've got probably an ample supply of corn and soybeans around the world, as new market data becomes available, we're going to see some ups and downs probably in those markets. You need to be monitoring that on a fairly close basis. Now, some other things that you need to really work with your nutritionist on is just your efficiency of utilization of energy and protein within your dairy herd. Now, as you look at the overall operation of your farm and you think about overall farm efficiencies, where are the greatest opportunities generally? Generally with your transition cows. Getting those animals off to a good start on this lactation can actually add another 2,000 to 5,000 pounds onto the lactation. On a daily basis, that may be 5 to 10 pounds of milk per cow per day. Keep in mind that what we do with transition cows also affects probably when we're going to get those animals pregnant, so there's also an impact on the future lactation as well. This is Mike Brook with K-State Research and Extension, encouraging our dairy farmers to enjoy an increase in milk price, but keep in mind that we still have to keep our pencils sharp when it comes to nutrition and transition cow management.
Milk Lines, produced by the Department of Communications at Kansas State University. This is the K-State Radio Network.